Behind many of today's soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines are spouses and children. It's also the case for the Air National Guard. The Air Force provides its guardsmen with a variety of programs to ensure the quality of family life. The Airmen and Family Program is led by Major Kelly Barden, and she's standing by with Tom Temin at the Air Force Association event. Tom?
Thank you, Emily, and Major Barden, it's great to have you on.
Good morning.
All right, so let's talk about the Air National Guard Family Life Program. What is this all about? Give us the scope here.
Family programs within the Air National Guard mirror our host service, the Air Force, where we serve the airmen and families that live and work with the Air National Guard. They have a myriad of programs, transition assistance, exceptional family member, child and youth, just like Air Force does.
All right, let's talk about the guardsman, him or herself. What are they doing all day while the family is there doing what the family does all day?
Right. Well, the Guard is unique to the Air Force, where 28 days a month, a guardsman, the majority of guardsmen actually work at a civilian job, whether that be something like FedEx or the grocery store. And those other 2 days a month and then the 10 days of service every year, they actually are with the drill unit or with the Guard unit. So it's unique and it's the same as the Air Force.
So those 2 days a month don't sound like a lot, but apparently it does take some sort of toll on the family?
Right. Well, we pack a lot into those 2 days for the service member, but for the service member and the family, they might be separated. In the Guard, we can be geographically separated where the service member isn't within that commuting distance every day to their base. They live maybe the same state but 8 hours away or different states, maybe across the whole United States where they drill maybe in Maine but live in California. So on those 2 days a month, it might not feel like a lot, but the family is separated every month for that time.
Okay, so the Air Force, the active duty Air Force, like the active duty services, have large ranges of programs for families that are on base and throughout the world. So it's a little different for the Air National Guard. Do you work with the Air Force at all in getting some kind of support to make sure the Air National Guard has what it needs for families?
Exactly. In many ways, we work with the Air Force. First, we work with them because we're great partners. Here in D.C., we have a great partnership with the active duty Air Force. And then at the local level, our guardsmen can use active duty wings to use their support centers and things like that. But also, active duty Air Force funds our programs.
Okay, so that's the most important
Absolutely,
thing.
Absolutely, yes.
And have they been pretty good with it?
They are. They're, again, great partners. They have a big interest in our success, and so we are funded and we get to execute our programs that way.
Okay, so there's some specific programs I wanted to ask you about. One of them is the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration. What is that?
So
and how does it work?
Yellow Ribbon Reintegration is something unique to the reserve component. It's actually something the active duty components do not have. They found that individuals coming back from 90 days or more of service, usually contingency service, are coming back into, like I said, their local communities where they're going back to their regular jobs, and they don't have the same network that maybe an active duty service member does. They go back to an active duty location where their service members sitting next to them can recognize certain maybe red flags that they might be having, such as PTSD. So Yellow Ribbon came about for many reasons, not just the PTSD, but to help the service member reintegrate back into their normal life after that deployment, and looking at maybe sometimes employment, veterans benefits, and then, of course, the PTSD and the reintegration that way. But a Yellow Ribbon event allows the whole family to attend, so the spouse or even the parent can come, especially with a young service member, and make sure that they are looking for the warning signs.
And how often are parents also maybe retired or maybe even still active duty in the military themselves?
It's funny because it is more common, obviously, than active duty. You could be serving, a young service member could be serving next to their mom or dad, which is pretty neat. But in the last 4 years, we've had over 1,600 events of Yellow Ribbon. So it is very popular, and service members truly get a lot out of it.
All right. And then you have something called Child and Youth Resilience Programs. What are those?
Child and Youth Resilience Programs, looking at the resilient family. Of course, we have been sending service members to deployment for many years now, and that does take a toll on the family. So we try to look at ways to engage the child, engage the teenager, to make them aware of what their parents are doing, but also to get them involved in their community. And so we do things like camps, symposiums, teen panels, to allow them to reach out to their other fellow youth that are service members' children and work together.
And earlier you said you pack a lot into those 2 days a month for the National Guard members when they are at the Air Force. What does a weekend or those 2 days, is it a weekend, first of all?
It is. It usually is a weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Sometimes service members come in on the Friday before.
Because if they have regular jobs, and it's easier for most of them to be
right.
Saturday and Sunday. What are those 2 days like? Does it really start like Friday night?
It usually, most service members, again, as I said, geodispersed. They'll come in the Friday and stay overnight till Saturday. And then Saturday and Sunday are packed with training and medical appointments and just seeing everybody again after 28 days of being apart. So they really do nonstop events all day Saturday and Sunday to get themselves mostly, of course, ready to deploy and that's the most important thing that we do.
So they could be maintaining, they could be flying, they could
Absolutely.
Be repairing.
They yes.
could be doing drills and so forth.
Right.
And do you find that for those that don't live this kind of life, do you sometimes run into the perception that, well, it's kind of a camping weekend and with the guys or the girls or that type of thing, and they don't really understand the intensity of what might actually happen?
I will say I came from active duty, and my first drill weekend, I didn't quite understand what we were going to do in those 2 days, and I was amazed with the amount of items that they put in those two-day periods that we got done, and we were ready, and the focus was being ready to deploy at any time, and we really, truly were.
So you probably said, get me back to active duty.
Right. We can space these 2 days out over five in the active duty, yep.
We're speaking with Major Kelly Barton of the Air Force. She's the Air National Guard Chief of Airmen and Family Services. And so you have some programs in common with active duty also.
Yes. Yes, we do. One of them that just, I don't want to say just kicked off, but in the last 2 years has really become very robust is transition assistance. That is something that in 2011 the President signed into law with the VOW Act, Veterans Opportunity to Work Act, and made implementation mandatory for all service members in 2012. So all of the sister services have worked together to make a program that is the same. So if I went to a Army base or Air Force base, it would be the exact same program. And it focuses on getting service members ready for civilian life. Now, a guardsman is a civilian usually most days, but it allows that service member to make sure that the military education that they receive can be translated and maybe make instead of being underemployed, they can find a new job with their military training.
Sure. And by the way, how often are some of the Air National Guard members also federal civilian employees?
I don't want to quote the exact number, but I believe that the technician numbers are about 15,000. Now, again, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it's in that realm. So there are a lot of service members, and that's a uniqueness of the Guard, is that if you walk into a Guard base, you might see a bunch of people in uniform, but actually many of them are civilians wearing the uniform because they're technicians. So it's a little bit different.
Yeah, but it happens. There are
Absolutely.
People that are in federal
Absolutely.
Service that, you know, that are also in the Air National Guard. And so what got you involved in all of this? Why is this your abiding interest?
Well, what's interesting is that I was asked to come on board to help with the transition assistance program back when it kind of came online 2 years ago, and I stayed with the program, and now I get the pleasure of working with all the family programs, and it's really wonderful to see what we do for our service members and their families.
Now, you yourself have had postings all over the world. I read your bio.
I have, yes.
And so what are some of the challenges for moving around like that?
Some of the biggest challenges are just getting integrated into a new culture, whether that be overseas or just state to state. Sometimes I found living on the West Coast and then to the Midwest, it's a different culture. And so you really have to see what are the unique things and getting involved in that community. Because being involved in the community, whether you're active duty or Guard, is one of the most important, most rewarding things you can do in a new location.
So if a family moves from, or the member moves from active duty to Guard, that means that the family can probably expect some stability of location because they've got that career where they are.
Absolutely, and that's a guardsman can really live at that one base their whole career, and it's really wonderful because we do have such community support around our wings, and they make things happen for the airmen, and there's a lot of different unique services that they can access because they are located in a certain community.
All right, so what are you looking at down the line? What are you hoping to do in the next couple of years?
Well, I'm hoping as we go forward with the transition assistance program, moving into the military life cycle, which allows us to transition service members at any point in their career. And as guardsmen, we come on enough orders a lot of times in our lives, and so it would be nice to implement transition whenever we need it.
I imagine it's testimony to the Air Force that so many people, when they leave active duty, stay in the Air National Guard. That means they must like it.
Absolutely, yeah. It was one of the best choices I've ever made with going into the Guard. So.
And so what? Now you're in uniform now. What's your civilian piece while you're in the Air National Guard?
My civilian piece is being a stay-at-home mom, which is the most challenging job I've ever had. So, this is an honor to be in uniform, and I hope to stay in uniform. But my two little girls are my full-time job as well.
So those 12 weekends, 52 weekends, 12 weekends a year, every month that you're away, is there at some point where the Air National Guard member can ever bring the family just for a peek at what's going on?
Most wings do family day, which is a great time to bring the kids onto base, bring the spouse onto base. They usually bring the aircraft out of whatever aircraft they have.
And, well, that's always fun.
Right, and they have entertainment and that sort of thing. So, yeah, families, the Air Guard is a family community, and really we want the families to feel like they're a part of what we do. And it is hard to reach them sometimes because they might be far away, but we always are welcoming to have them on the base and to see what we do.
All right, Major Kelly Barton is the Chief of Airmen and Family Services for the Air National Guard. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.